Oh, he's like, yeah, you know, he's gotten like really into skateboarding. I was like, okay, cool. And he's like really grown his hair out. And I was like, okay. And he's like, and he's been listening to a lot of reggae. And I was like, are you telling me that he's smoking pot? And Joel goes, yeah, that's what I was getting at.
I love how
Go
he
ahead.
gave you plenty of off ramps to not ask any more questions, you know?
But he did want to tell me. He just didn't want to lead with it. He
Okay.
wanted to let me know that his friend had become a pothead, but he was like, let me say that, let me paint it in a way that I made that conclusion, not him. So he went skateboard, long hair, reggae, which is really the giveaway, because when I was a kid, people said that that weed was a gateway drug. And really, it is just a gateway to reggae. That's what it is. Because nobody, like, you can smoke pot and not listen to reggae, but you can't listen to reggae and not smoke pot. Like, those do not, those don't exist. Is that something, baby?
I think
Maybe
that's
there's.
something. I think that my question is, why didn't he want to just tell you he was smoking pot?
Because he didn't want to be like a snitch about his friend. You know, he didn't want to just be like, he's essentially saying, like, don't tell their parents and stuff. And you're right. I do need to set up the premise a little more, which is like, my son was trying to be a good friend and a good son at the same time. So he didn't want to snitch on his friend, but he wanted to be honest with me. So what he's, instead of saying, hey, Forrest is like a burnout now, what he said was like, well, Forrest skateboards, oh yeah, he skateboards, but he doesn't actually do a lot of skateboarding. You know, he's like the kid that just has the board. There was always the kid that had the board, and you're like, you know any tricks? And he's like, no, I mostly just use this to get from place to place.
I usually use this just to get behind any dumpster I see, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's funny.
That's a very funny bit. And I think you saying it up too, and like what are the kinds of
I'll write
people
it.
that, very politician almost of them, you know?
He's been
Like
a
he was,
good son and a good friend. He wanted to be honest, yeah. But it was very, you're right, it was very like politician of like, I told you without telling you. Read between the lines.
I could see him briefing the White House someday, you know, or do it being in the White House press corps. Okay, here's one for you. Don't you dare ask me if I had a beeper growing up. That's just like an old thing.
Oh yeah. How
It's
dare
just a
like
like
that's the people can't like I mean you're not that you didn't have one, right?
No, I didn't, but it's almost like how dare you ask me if I had a beeper growing up? Like I'm not that old.
No, come on. I agree with that. I was alive during that technology, but I was a child.
Like my dad had one, you know.
Exactly. That's like that's like, yeah, sometimes people, they write you off as old in general. They'll be like, you remember back when TV was black and white? You're like,
There are
no,
levels to the old.
yeah, exactly. But that is the youth in general. They just go like young, they just think like there's me and then there's old. That's it. Like there's just me and old. Like they're little toddlers in their minds still. You don't want to get grouped in with old. That's very fun. I think that's a very funny. I'm the age where I know about beepers, but don't ask me if I had one. How dare you? I
That's
wasn't
fun.
a doctor in the 90s. If you give it a specific thing like that, like I was plane operation. I wasn't a real doctor in the 90s or something like that.
Like or something similar could be like, I watched Doogie Howser, but I watched it on Nick at Night first. Okay, you
That's
know.
hilarious. That's very funny. I know what MASH is, but I didn't watch it in its first airing.
But it blew my mind when The Fresh Prince was on Nick at Night. That's when I first
That's
understood
very
that.
upsetting.
That happened to me early on in life, really. College, I think, is when I first saw The Fresh Prince, and I watched every episode of The Fresh Prince.
That's very, that's like I'm like a radio guy. I like listening to the radio, and I'll like you'll be in and like they'll put on like Pearl Jam And they'd be like, classic rock. Like, that's not classic rock.
Yeah, I know.
That's new rock. That's the alternative station.
Yeah. 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 What's going on with this?
Classic rock. Beck. Beck's the young cool guy.
Yeah. Beck? Are you kidding me? He's Beck. He's only 30. And then you're like, he's 58. Jeez. Yeah. All right. Well, be good. It was super nice. Thanks.
Congrats
for
on the special. You're very funny. I know you don't believe it, but you are.
Oh, well, I know you believe it. Okay. Thanks, man. All right. We'll see you
soon. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Jackson Hewitt.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. The damage in the wake of tornadoes that barreled through southern states, including Mississippi, is staggering. At least 25 people are dead, one in Alabama. There are some 55,000 people without power right now, mostly in Tennessee. Eldridge Walker is mayor of Rolling Fork, Mississippi.
I'm hearing the warning, and my wife and I got in the bathtub and covered our heads. By the time we did that, it sounded like a train coming through the house.
CBS's Omar Villafranca is there.
I walked through a neighborhood with a sheriff deputy who was pointing at all these houses in this neighborhood, and every single one of them had some sort of damage. And the house that I saw that had the least amount of damage was missing a roof.
In Pennsylvania, an explosion at a chocolate factory last night killed two people, and there are still several others missing. Councilmember Philip Wirt says one person has been found alive.
And hopefully, fingers crossed, we're going to find more. And, you know, if not, then we'll have to, you know, come together again as a community and support those folks that will need that additional support.
President Biden and Iran are warning each other over a series of airstrikes which killed an American on Thursday. CBS's David Martin.
U.S. officials say Iran is only months away from being able to field a nuclear weapon. But Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley testified this week the U.S. has plans to prevent that.
And we, the United States military, have developed multiple options for our national leadership to consider if or when Iran ever decides to develop an actual nuclear weapon.
Now to Waco, Texas. As people are arriving for former President Trump's 2024 campaign rally, CBS's Caitlin Huey-Burns has some background.
The site of the deadly standoff between federal agents and the Branch Davidians around this time 30 years ago. And in this 2024 bid, Trump has focused his ire on Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who could launch a campaign of his own later this year.
A tentative agreement now over that salary dispute in Los Angeles schools. KCAL-TV's Laura Posen.
Union members will now vote on the agreement. And although a deal is on the table, the conversation about better working conditions for its members is just getting started.
And it cannot be the end of the road because not everything has been addressed. So if we can start finding other ways and pathways to do so, we will do so. But if we're forced to strike again, we will.
The deal includes a 30% wage increase plus retroactive pay of up to $8,000. This is CBS News.
Choose Jackson Hewitt for 50% off and your guaranteed biggest refund. 50% off is a limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
Yeah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at Ooma.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Boy, it's going to be every Monday today. Every Monday today. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It's Monday morning. Let's get on this clown Aaron Rodgers show. Let's go.
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Did I hear Gilbert Brown, the Gravedigger, right? Did we hear him right? He called Aaron Rodgers. Maybe, wait, I got some wax in my ears. Let me get something wiped out. I thought I heard you call him a clown.
Earl, sometimes you got to see the, see, you get, mama say sometimes you got to stand and straighten it. Sometimes you got to see the light. Sometimes you just get pissed off because of what people say. Only thing you can do is voice your opinion. My opinion is, right now, my homeboy is a clown. Yes, he is.
Man, 2 weeks ago. You were defending him, and I would have never imagined that. So we got to let people know why you have said this about Aaron Rodgers, because there's so many people out here listening who love him dearly, and they don't understand why you would make that kind of a change. But here's what Aaron Rodgers said.
Wait, Earl. Don't put it like I just threw him out the back door.
Okay.
Let's put it out, I'm mad at him. I'm mad. Just like I was mad at Brett Favre when he left to go to the Vikings, not his making or not, just to be mad. I'm mad at Aaron Rodgers for his reasons.
So people need to understand why all of a sudden you have this feeling towards Aaron Rodgers, you know.
My homeboy. He's going to always be my homeboy.
So Aaron Rodgers said over the weekend, you know, that that he was arguably the greatest Green Bay Packer to ever play for the Packers, the greatest quarterback that ever played for the Packers. Go ahead.
Player. You understand what that means?
Yeah, that's everybody.
Not just quarterback. This fool said he was the best Packer of all times, of any era, of anybody that stepped on Lambeau Field with a G on the side of his helmet. How could you say something like that? Who would make a statement like that? I don't get. If I would have made a statement like that, I would be having death threats in my email right now. I'm for real, Earl. I mean, I couldn't even fix my mouth to say something like that. That is not even your choice to say something like that. Whose choice is that to say, arguably, you're the best green and gold player of all time?
The other players.
The players, the right. Fans. You don't tell them. The fans mostly, but right. You don't tell the fans, oh, by the way, I am the greatest Packer. Like I told you before while we was talking off air, Earl, they put all the greatest Packers' names in a bowl. In a bowl. Bart Starr, Brett Favre, Ray Nitschke, Reggie White. They put all these types of players, Jerry Kramer, Dave Robinson. They put all these players in a bowl, Earl, and the dude that's picking out going to look through the bowl, push these players aside and grab Aaron Rodgers out the bowl. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I understand he's a great quarterback. I understand he got MVPs. I understand he went to a Super Bowl. But that still don't declare you the greatest Packer of all time. I'm ranting, Nana.
Yeah, well, you know, Gilbert, not even just that. He arguably.
Arguably. That's our new word today.
Yeah,
arguably.
But arguably was not that much better than Brett Favre when I looked at the numbers. I thought that Aaron Rodgers was light years better than Brett Favre, but I forgot until I looked at the numbers. Now, you played with Brett Favre, and maybe we all forgot just how good Brett Favre was, but here are the numbers.
Brett Favre
passed for 61,655 yards, the most in franchise history. Aaron Rodgers passed for 58,000 yards. Rodgers is the franchise leader in touchdown passes, 471. Brett Favre is second with 442. Rodgers also has a superior completion percentage. Not much. 65.3% compared to Brett Favre's 61.4%. That's not that big a difference in completion percentage. They are equal in Super Bowl wins with one apiece. Favre has more regular season wins as a Packer, 160, than Rodgers, 144. What? Brett Favre had more victories than Aaron Rodgers? But
the only thing that I think Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre stand away from, Brett threw an ass interception.
Yeah, he threw a lot of interceptions.
You know, that's to me, I mean, but the style of play between those two, totally different.
Well, so Aaron Rodgers is a 10-time Pro Bowler. Brett Favre was an 11-time Pro Bowler. Aaron Rodgers won 4 MVPs. Brett Favre won 3. I mean, they're equal, man. If you look at the numbers, Gilbert, those two cats are just about equal, except for the interceptions. Now, you won't hear people say that, Gilbert, but it's true.
So this is like Jordan and LeBron.
Yes.
And you're trying to figure out who the best is.
Right.
So you go to the numbers.
We went to the numbers.
So but then again, you got to go to the play and the numbers. When you go to the play and you watch how both of them play, that's where you're going to find out who the GOAT is. Numbers is one thing. Showing up on the field.
Well, they both did that.
Doing the thing.
Rodgers didn't miss that much time, man.
How much did Brett miss?
None.
Okay.
Probably none, right?
Who stepped across that line more?
Hey, come on, man. Brett was a throwback, man.
Okay. So when it puts down on paper, both of them about the same. But you put it down on play when you watch them play. Who going to get you that extra yard? Who going to put their body on the line for the team? Let's put it that way. We let the fans decide that. You don't get to decide that. You let the fans decide that.
Right.
At the end of the day, Earl, you let the fans decide that. The front office can't decide that because they're going to be biased and they're paying you. Let the fans decide who's the greatest Packer of all time.
You know, Gilbert, I think that part of it has to do with the older you are.
You get.
No, I'm saying as a fan, the more you got to see both of them. A younger fan who didn't get to see Brett is going to say Aaron is the greatest. But those of us who've been around a little while and saw, man, what Brett Favre did, you kind of say, man, come on, man, these cats, man, is not that big. And I told you, I had forgotten. I mean, I remember how great Brett Favre was, but I didn't know because I knew how great Aaron Rodgers is and was, but I didn't realize they were that close, man. I thought Aaron Rodgers had light years ahead of Brett Favre.
You can't. That's why I say, Earl, you can't just say just because this is what it looks like on paper. You got to put it all in the mix. That's when I sit up there and I say, how can you say Jordan and LeBron's better if you put them up? No, you got to put all of it together, man. You didn't make your decision.
You know, Gilbert, the other part of this is, we forget sometimes the gunslinger was the first ballot Hall of Famer. He's in the Hall of Fame. We're not saying Aaron ain't going to get there, but the gunslinger is there, right? First ballot.
Yeah, he first ballot, man. But of course Aaron Rodgers is going to be first ballot too.
Right. But I'm saying we sometimes forget that the gunslinger is there, and the gunslinger is a first ballot Hall of Famer. That's not, you know, an easy thing to get, right?
He got a gold jacket. Yasm. He got a gold jacket.
And the fact that he got a first ballot. Some cats, I remember Jerry Kramer.
Leroy didn't get first ballot.
No, Leroy, 12 years, 13 years.
When he should have.
Right. Well, Jerry Kramer
should have got first. He should have got first ballot.
Jerry Kramer almost was dead by the time he finally got in.
Yeah.
So, stupid. I mean, that when they get you on that first ballot, man, that tells you just how great a player you were.
And that's why Terrell Owens was pissed off because he wasn't first ballot. Remember?
Yeah. Eagles. You know, the ego of a person. But anyway,
wait a minute. You got great players like Sterling Sharp that still ain't got in there.
Man, Sterling Sharp was, and we don't have to talk about an Iron Man, a tough cat, and only through that neck injury, his career
tough
ended
SOB.
Early. Yeah.
Tough SOB.
Yeah, listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What say you? It's Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. It's Monday morning. You can join the conversation. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Congresswoman Gwen Moore, urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. The April 4th election will determine the balance on our Wisconsin Supreme Court. And let me tell you, we need change. The next court's ruling will determine the future of Wisconsin for us, as well as our kids and grandkids, on critical issues like voting rights, racial justice, and gerrymandering. The court will rule on whether or not to uphold the 1849 criminal abortion ban. That's why I'm urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. She's a common sense, impartial judge who cares about us and our rights. Janet believes women should have the freedom to make their own decisions when it comes to abortion. So vote by April 4th for my friend, Janet Protasiewicz.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
The friendliest bar in the area is Jammer's Bar & Grill on Eagle Road in Rapids. Try $2 Tuesdays. Any beer, cans, bottles, mugs, any brand, all day, $2. Saturday and Sunday, try Jammer's soon-to-be-famous 5-beer bucket special. Any domestic beer you want, mix and match, $10. Delicious burgers, brats, chicken, and all your favorite apps. Don't forget Jammer's has plenty of space for your next party. That's Jammer's Bar & Grill, 2810 Eagle Road. You're gonna love it here.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Jim Grass, Thompson, and Fox. GTWLawyers.com.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Yeah. Come on, Biggie. Tell him. Tell him. Yeah. I see you bobbing, Earl.
How many albums did he make?
It's a contagious. It's contagious. I see you.
How many albums did he make?
How many albums did Biggie make? Ooh, Lord.
A lot?
He didn't get to make as many as he should have.
I know, because he was so young when he lost, when his life was taken.
Man.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Listen, so, you know, we need to hear from the fans, and we need to hear your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers saying, you know, he's arguably the greatest, you know, Packer that ever played and the greatest quarterback. You know, those of us, I mean, I saw Bart Starr, and I'm telling you, Gilbert, that cat took a beating. Back in those days, what they would do to you, Gilbert, I mean, and Bart Starr was not a big guy, big, strong guy, man. I'm sure you got to meet him in his life.
Yes, I have.
And I know you
had, individual.
You had big respect for him, right?
Yes, I could not look at that man in his face and tell him, oh, I am the best Packer of all time. I cannot look at him in his face and say that. When I was a young guy and I was sitting in my locker and Ray Nitschke would walk through the locker room.
Bow-legged.
Sat down next to me, hands like bricks. And shook his hand and tell him, you know what? I am the best Packer of all time. Are you kidding me? I couldn't even fix my mouth to say something stupid like that. We give people sometimes too much range so they think they do this. Man, I love Aaron Rodgers, but I could slap the taste out of his mouth right now for saying that. I could. We all say stupid stuff. We make mistakes. There is no one greater in this team that we built. There is no one greater. You understand? Do you hear what I'm saying,
yeah,
Earl? When I put it down like that, there is no one greater because we are all a team. Every era, every player is a team. There is no one greater because you didn't do it by yourself.
You know, Gilbert, that's the part of this. And again, 844-967-2789. What's your thoughts? That's the part of it. Even in youth football that I was dealing with all those years, I always told kids, hey, this is football, man. You can't do anything without your teammate. There's nothing you can do. And so when we would say that to children, Gilbert, you would expect on the highest level of the game that they would understand that more than the kids we were talking to.
Earl, I'm going to put it like this. That Super Bowl year, we had the number one offense, the number one defense, the number one special teams across the board. As a defense, we got tired of listening to how great the offense was, how great Brett Favre was, how great Dorsey Levens and all, and Edgar Benn, how great them boys was. So in practice, when they got the time to put the ones versus the one, oh, my God, we tried to take their head off. because we tired of it. And at the end of the day, and that Super Bowl team, everybody talking about the offense, they forget all the times we had to run out there and get those interceptions back that Brett Favre threw.
256 interceptions is how many Brett Favre threw. Now, Aaron Rodgers, to his credit, only threw 102. But it was a different, they played a different kind of game, right? I mean, Brett Favre.
You can't touch. Huh? You can't touch Aaron Rodgers, but you can touch Brett Favre back then. You see what I'm saying? He had more pressure on him. Right now, you can't touch Aaron Rodgers. You can't get close to him.
No, man. You know.
Can't get close to him. Don't touch. The referees won't let you do it.
Man, I remember seeing Brett Favre. He knew he was going to get hit, and he saw the cat coming, and he would hold on to the ball until the receiver got open, knowing he was going to get laid out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And man, so a lot of times he threw interceptions because he was waiting for somebody to get open, and he was kind of stubborn. He wasn't going to, you know what I mean? He wasn't going to.
Yeah, I mean, go back, but let's do it like this, Earl. Let's go back. Both our quarterbacks, they do stupid stuff. Both of them did stupid stuff. But it's one standing above the rest when it comes to I am the greatest Packer of all time. Arguably. Who would say that about themselves?
An ego.
That's why I'm so mad at him right now. I mean, that's my dog. You know, I love him to death, but he got to be the stupidest SOB walking two legs to say something stupid like that. Now,
you know, they will say that he was the smartest Packer that ever played. You know, they always talking about how brilliant Aaron Rodgers is, you know, coming from California and all of that. He's the smartest guy who ever the Packers ever had. You and I had a conversation with one guy the other last week who certainly was brilliant and is brilliant, Dr. George Coop.
George Coop.
So when you say Aaron Rodgers is the smartest Packer also, come on, man. Maybe the people don't know who George Coop is, right?
Nah, I mean, how do you decline smart? John Michaels is a doctor. How do you decline smart?
Yeah. And so we got to go to a break. 844.
Another one?
967-2789. Hey, man, I only work here. We'll be right back.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The left sideline. Going to Davis at the top. Feeds Wall high on the right. Badgers down one. 13:40 remaining. Klesman finds it cutting. Davis Wall on the left. Up and in. It counts at a foul. Sorgan extending things a little bit on the defensive end. To siege it against Ward. Throwing to Gilmore. Top of the circle. Finds it cutting. Hepburn to the rim. And he'll send it in. Chucky Hepburn. Slam dunk. The zone here from Oregon. Klesman feeds Wall. Shot clock at 5. Skip pass. Chucky stamps off a 3. Right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for 3. And it's 59-57 Wisconsin. And Soares inbounding. The 7-footer Crowell in his face. Soares winds up. Heaves it deep. And it's knocked away. And Guerrier for 3. And the tie back rim. No good. And it's off to Las Vegas for the Wisconsin Badgers.
The Badgers men's basketball team continues postseason play.
You can hear the action when Wisconsin takes on North Texas in the semifinal round of the National Invitational Tournament Tuesday night at 6.
Listen on these local Civic Media Network radio stations.
WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. Dial up WRCE 1450 AM or 107.7 FM in Richland Center, or WLAK 1260 AM in Amory. Find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 44 this afternoon under overcast skies, northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 24 tonight, mainly clear. High temperatures reach up to 46 tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies. High of 44 Monday under cloudy skies, 42 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 44 this afternoon under overcast skies, northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 24 tonight, mainly clear. High temperatures reach up to 46 tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies. High of 44 Monday under cloudy skies, 42 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Coming back with a little heavy. Coming back with a little heavy. Listen to him now, Earl. Yeah. See, Earl, you got like all the big boys in rap, you know. You got Biggie, you got Heavy, you got Big Pun.
Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Gilbert, let me ask you, Jordan Love is going to be the starting quarterback. And they got to show some love for Love, man. I mean, we're not talking about Jordan Love. People aren't talking about him. He's the next Green Bay Packer quarterback. Got to spend some time talking about him. You know, they just lost Tonyan. It looks like they're going to lose Mercedes Lewis.
You blew my mind with that one. I did not know Tonyan was gone.
To the Chicago Bears.
To the Bears.
So the Packers are going to see him twice. Was he really that good?
Yes, he was. I mean, Earl, before we get into this, what's that song? Everybody get on the love train.
Yeah. The OG.
Get on board, baby. Get on board. People all over the world.
Yeah.
Love train. The love train. Come on. The love train.
Look, man.
I'm on board.
So without Tonyan, without Mercedes Lewis, and you know,
it's a stacked deck against Jordan Love right now. It's up to Gutekis or whatever the hell his name is to put a team together for Jordan Love to win. And if you keep letting the pieces walk out the door, you can't replace those type of pieces with young talent that don't know. You got to replace that talent with the right or a little bit better talent. So that means you got to go spend money. All these guys restructured their contracts for a reason. You got money, bring in talent so Jordan Love can be the quarterback you want him to be, period. You bring in these fools or these half-deads and you go get a team that ain't worth 2 cents. It's on Gutekis to put a team together so Jordan Love can be that quarterback. Don't strap him. If it was Aaron Rodgers in this position now, he has to do the right thing and get Jordan Love some talent so he can be that quarterback, period.
You know, Gilbert, they're going to have some money because they don't have to pay Rodgers $60 million, right?
And the dudes that thought Rodgers was coming back and rescheduled and did they contracts so that they can keep him, they ain't going to get that money back to those players. So take that money and bring in some good people to win games.
So
don't try to spend it on all these rookies that ain't going to amount to 2 cents until year two or year three.
So the Packers have been known as a passing team. And for the first time in many years, last year, they kind of moved the ball a little bit more running. They got two hell of a running backs. And so I think this coming year, they're going to be handing the ball off more. And they got
to go catch. They're going to have to because Aaron Rodgers struggled with these receivers that we have. And these are what? 3-time, 4-time MVP? Jordan Love is coming in now. You don't think he's going to struggle with these same guys? They better be in the training room, in and on the practice field right now to get their timing down, to get to understand the game, if they want to be a contender in this league.
So let me ask you, because you played the game. When you bring a new quarterback in, that line, offensive line, has been used to Aaron Rodgers. It takes some time, right?
It takes some time for everybody to gel. It's kind of like, you know, I tell everybody, if I'm watching the game and I close my eyes and Aaron Rodgers is playing, but I hear his cadence, it sounds just like Brett Favre.
Oh, really?
I swear, until I open my eyes and look and see, that cadence sounds just like Brett Favre. You see what I'm saying? So that whole attitude trickled down. They may not want to say it or whatever, but if you ever just cut the tape on and listen to Brett and his cadence, then cut the tape on and listen to Aaron Rodgers, it sounds just the same. So it's been like me passing it down, it down.
Jordan Love,
you know what? He gonna be a hell of a quarterback. He got the size. He got the look. He just ain't got the weapons that he needs because they're going out the door.
So is he as big as Aaron Rodgers height-wise?
Physically, man, dude stronger? Taller than me. He taller than me. And I'm 6'2" and a half.
So how tall was Aaron Rodgers?
Man, I don't know. We ain't talking about him no more.
I know.
He gone.
But so let me ask you this, man, because now the Packers are asking for a number 13 pick from the Jets this year.
Just go and give it to them.
Who, the Jets?
That's what the Jets need to do. Jets need to just go and give it to them.
They're saying he's not worth
that. The Jets don't open their mouth. So now they got to get him in there. So shut up and give it to him so we can go on and get rid of this drama and get ready for a football season.
Yeah, but the Packers also put themselves behind the eight ball because there's nobody else.
Because Aaron Rodgers can't come back now.
No, right. He can't. He can't come back now. Okay,
and they can't take him back. Because now, if they do that, they're messing up Jordan Love's psyche. Because he knows he's the man now, period.
So
he got to prepare for it.
So the first game of the season, not preseason, the regular season game, Aaron Rodgers is due $58 million.
Which he ain't going to get.
Season, not from Green Bay, right?
Game one, yep.
Yeah, $58 million is what they would owe. Just think about that, Gilbert. You made a little change. But can you imagine – your first game of the season, you get a check for $58 million.
I think my hair would turn white like yours.
Hey, man, $58.
As soon as I get that check, the other dude that's sitting on my shoulder said, man, we ain't got to do nothing no more.
No.
We can fall down these steps and claim somebody pushed you for this $58 million and we done.
So the Jets already know the Packers can't have him there at the opening season. Aaron Rodgers cannot be a Packer opening day because they would have to pay him $58 million.
It's a hell of a tug of war about to happen.
I know. So the Jets know, hey man, They're both kind of behind the eight ball. Because the Jets ain't got no other quarterback they can put in there. They have to get Rodgers, and the Packers have to let Rodgers go.
But see, here's the thing. I don't know for sure, Earl, but all the Jets got to do is buy a daytime.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because
Aaron Rodgers is on that roster at September, whatever the time they're supposed to give him that money, they're going to have to give him that money.
I know. Come on, $58 million.
So the Packers can talk tough and say, we want this or we want that. And it's just going to be like, you know what, this might hurt us because we're going to have to sit him for a little while, start late. But we're going to get him. You see what I'm saying? So you might as well just go ahead and do what you got to do. Go ahead and give him up. Give us what you want to give us. Let's get Jordan Love ready to play.
Well, so in the end, Gilbert, the Packers have no choice. You know, they're asking the Jets for that first-round draft choice, and the Jets are saying, hey, we understand. It's a waiting game.
It's a waiting game until they got to pay that dude that money.
I know, man, $58 million.
I bet you when that time comes and he's still on that roster, I bet you they're going to get at it. Okay, man, we was just playing. Go ahead. But see, how much time is wasted doing that, though? And how much time, how much talent is leaving?
Oh, yeah.
The opportunity of getting veterans and getting more players. Man, stop playing games. Go ahead and give him up. Okay, we don't get the first round pick. All right, then, whatever. Come on, man. We got to get Jordan Love ready now. Stop playing this Aaron Rodgers game. We got to get Jordan Love ready, and this is the only way we can get it done.
So they made this mistake early on, actually last year when Rodgers – play with him, giving him too much, like you said earlier. They gave him, Rodgers, too much time.
Too much power.
Yeah, too much power.
Here's the thing I don't understand, because this goes back until
they got Jordan Love. How do you get mad that they drafted a quarterback?
I know.
Because they're getting ready for the future. How do you get mad? Did I get mad because they drafted another defensive tackle? I mean, did I get mad when they brought in Santana Dotson? Steve Warren? All these guys that they brought in that was supposed to be better than me.
They played your position.
Played my position. Did I get mad? No. Because they're getting, I understand that it's in football and you got to get ready for the future. You understand what I'm saying, Earl? It don't make sense to me how you're going to get mad because they drafted a quarterback. Stop that stuff, man.
So you going back to when they did that and Aaron Rodgers started acting like a child, the Packers should have said something back then, right? I mean,
they ain't going to say that because they scared to death of him.
I know. But
they finally get their backbone now. If that was any other player, they would say, boy, shut your mouth. You understand what I'm saying? Pisses me off that one dude is better than the team because the team made him that way.
So do you think the Packers have learned their lesson no matter who it is
anymore? It's the second time around, Earl. Brett Favre did it. Brett Favre did it. Now Aaron Rodgers did it. Who's next?
Our phone line's open at 844-967-2789. I see you will come to you after the break. But here's what it comes down to also, Gilbert. Aaron Rodgers knows he's going to retire in the green and gold.
His
Hall of Fame is going to be green and gold.
Yeah.
The people who are going to be supporting him are going to be green and gold.
Yep.
You all are going to accept him back into it, right? I mean, when he retires as a Green Bay Pack, when he gets that first ballot, NFL Hall of Fame, y'all going to accept him back. But you think things will ever be the same?
Hey, man, don't get it twisted, man. Don't throw away your 12 jerseys. Don't burn them up. Don't do nothing. He will be back as a Green Bay Pack. I said this when Brett left, because don't nobody want to go retire as a Jet. What the hell is that? Nobody wants to do that.
Listen, man, we got to go to break. Terry, hang on, and others. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger. What say you? We'll be right back.
The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but is issuing this voter information guide for the April 4th state Supreme Court election so voters can make an informed decision.
The state Supreme Court may rule on Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. So where do the candidates land on abortion rights? Candidate Dan Kelly made his position clear when he repeatedly compared abortion to taking a life. He even worked for a group trying to ban all abortions here in Wisconsin. And candidate Dan Kelly has been endorsed by the three largest anti-abortion groups in Wisconsin. And what is candidate Janet Protasiewicz's position? She said women should have the right to decide for themselves.
I value a woman's freedom to make her own reproductive health care decisions.
With access to abortion on the line, know where the state Supreme Court candidates land. The record is clear. Dan Kelly opposes abortion rights. Janet Protasiewicz supports abortion rights.
Paid for by American Civil Liberties Union Incorporated.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Oh. Biggie, give me one more chance. Oh, yeah. Come on, Biggie. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. That's him and his wife Faith now.
Hey, so that'll wake you up. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number under the helmet with the grave digger. Let's go to the Northwoods and Terry. Hey, good morning, Terry. How are you? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Enjoying the show this morning.
Thank you.
Gilbert and Earl. Would you be interested in a story I heard about Reggie White?
Absolutely.
Okay, here it goes. Jerome Brown was being interviewed, and the reporter asked him, "Jerome, you were a little slow getting off the line. What's up with that?" "Well, I had to see where Reggie was going to throw Tony Mandarich, right or left." I thought you guys might get a kick out of that.
Yes, we did. Thank you.
Yeah. So, say, Terry, what's your thought about Aaron Rodgers saying he's the greatest Packer of all time?
I can't believe he said that. I mean, like you guys were talking about the great players, you know. No. It's a team game, like Gilbert said. So the other guys made them great. So, you know, that's not the thing to say as far as I'm concerned. I've been following the Packers since 67, so.
Yeah, that's the point.
A lot of great players come through there.
You know, so 67, man, then you, like I, witnessed the – what was the name of the game, man? The coldest game, the ice bowl.
The ice bowl.
So when
like
you
your see, hair, yeah. Like your hair, or on the ice bowl.
So when you've seen all of that, man, I don't even see how a cat can fix his mouth to say that. You know,
right.
The guys who played right. in that ice bowl game, each and every right. one of them. Come on, man. You know,
right?
Yeah.
Cowboys and Packers both.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, Terry. Teams. Terry, thank you very much for the call. You know, Gilbert.
Thanks, Terry.
That does bring something up, man. Cats played in the ice bowl, man. Hey, man, no heaters on the sideline.
You know what I just thought about, Earl?
What?
Brett Favre had two Super Bowl appearances.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, one. Let me do this, man. We're going to take this guy. You might know him. Hey, it's Mike Crute, none other than Mike Crute. What's going on, Mike? Mike is probably going to say Aaron Rodgers was the greatest ever.
I don't know about all that. I have always thought, and no offense to your co-host, Gilbert Brown, I've always thought that Reggie White was the greatest football player I ever saw. Both as a man and as a player, and he seemingly had an aura about him. But what was I going to say? Earl, you got me all distracted now. I was going to ask Gilbert if he thought that Jordan Love could be similar to the Eagles quarterback. I mean, do we need a more mobile quarterback, a more mobile Is that where the NFL is going to? It seems like these young, quick guys that can move out of the pocket, even Jason Fields down in Chicago, you know, is that where the NFL is going? And can those NFL quarterbacks that are mobile, can they hold up? Can they withstand the punishment of guys like Gilbert Brown?
It's a great question, Crudy. Hang on. Gilbert?
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.